We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's gonna give you what you need to know. Talk about who you gotta start, who you gotta say, gotta let go. When you be like, whoop, whoop, you doing so good, gonna win your league. But you gotta listen to Rich Keefe.
And Shine Time.
In the fantasy breeze. Rich Keefe is playing like John Clayton up inside the huddle. And he's got an intimate knowledge of the fantasy game like he and Matthew Berry like to cuddle. If your team got a problem, yo, he'll solve it. Winston Wolfe for this fantasy gauntlet. So pretty pleased with sugar on it. Check out the hook walk.
Shine.
Keefe's gonna give you the info you desire. Who to claim from the waiver wire? So your lineup game is on fire. Put them on the board. Championship. You're definitely gonna win your league, but you gotta listen to Rich Keefe.
And Shine Time.
Finna fantasy.
Brief. My fantasy team is 1-4. Jeez.
Oh, did we get a felonious footballer update on his fantasy team?
He might be 1-5 the way things are going for him.
We're going to have to do some digging in on that. Thank you to DJ Such and Such who put that together. Who was it?
Opie the Poet.
Okay, thank you.
That's Opie the Poet crushing that. It's week 7. Many are calling it Bye-mageddon. Because there are so many teams on the bye.
Ooh,
that's what they're calling it.
It is. It's tough.
But that's not a problem for daily fantasy.
No, it is not. And that's why you might feel a lot better about daily fantasy, because you don't have to deal with all your guys and replacing them on bye. You can just pick the best lineup possible. And that's why Shime and I are here. I will start with the quarterback. Sorry, go ahead, Gresh. You want to take it away.
I was going to say.
Well, your perfect lineup, which we're going to dive right into, is presented by Miller Lite. When it's game time, it's Miller time.
There we go, baby. Let's get it.
Perfect. We're going to go top heavy here to start. Give us Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I thought that meant you were going to let Shime pick the first one.
No,
sorry.
That's not what that means.
Don't worry. We'll get to the heavy guy in a minute.
Aaron Rodgers at home against football team. They are big favorites at Lambeau. He's been great. Davante Adams has been great. So give us Aaron Rodgers as our quarterback.
And even throwing two interceptions last week, Mahomes still lit them the F up. So
Washington, Yep.
So I think Aaron Rodgers goes off this week. The next guy we're going to take, we're not going to overthink this. We are going to go top heavy. We're going to grab the heaviest guy there is at running back, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
This guy is a monster. And he is averaging 30-plus points
too much
in fantasy every
week.
Too much. What are you saying, backslides coming? Yeah.
No, it probably isn't.
And the best part about it, they're playing the Kansas City Chiefs,
who are
the only team worse at stopping the run than the Kansas City Chiefs is the L.A. Chargers. So give me Derrick Henry.
The over-under in Chiefs-Titans, by the way, is 57.5. And so part of the perfect lineup, part of the success in daily fantasy is picking guys that not everybody has. But at some point, you can't not have Derrick Henry in your lineup because he's just going to keep torching.
He was the
people.
First person I put in this lineup. I'm like, all right, we got to craft the rest of it around him.
All right, other running back, we're going to go back to that Packer-Washington game and go with J.D. McKissic. Antonio Gibson not practicing. They're going to have to get the ball to somebody. Plus, we feel like the Packers are going to be leading. They throw the ball a lot to McKissic. So go with him. His usage should be through the roof this week.
So the first receiver I'm going to take here is a guy we're going to go really, really cheap. We went super expensive at quarterback and with Derrick Henry. So we got to get somebody that's really cheap in here. And so the first guy I'm going to put on the list here is Rashad Bateman, receiver for Baltimore. He is only going to play in his second career game, but in his first game ever, he had 4 catches, all of which went for first downs. Lamar seems to like throwing the football. I think they're going to have to throw the football against the Cincinnati Bengals. So give us Rashad Bateman.
All right, we're going to go for another receiver, Mike Evans from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're at home against the Bears. Mike Evans was really quiet last week. Thus, Brady is going to make up for it. This is what's going to happen all year. Guys are going to have great weeks, and then guys are going to be real quiet, and then he's going to say, all right, I got to get that guy back into where he's at. Also, Antonio Brown didn't practice yesterday. Gronk still remains out. So it could be the Godwin-Mike Evans show. But I think just based strictly on last week's numbers, Brady's going to feel like he needs to get Mike Evans back involved again.
What do we call that? Is that the ping pong effect with Brady?
Yeah.
Like, how do we sort of define him going back and forth with all these wide receivers?
It's just like a get-right game for some of these guys. But
just making everybody happy, really.
Yeah, I think so. Because at the end of the year, they're all going to have great numbers. They're all going to have 1,000 yards. But when you go through it, it might be 100 yards, 30, 120, 10. You know, it's going to be all over the map. So that's the only thing that you know is that he's not going to let a guy go bad multiple weeks in a row.
The Tom Brady happy play of the week. That's yeah, that, you're
exactly.
right, Sean, because
exactly
you're right.
You're
just trying to keep those guys mentally in it.
And so the next receiver we're going to go with here, we're going to take Jaylen Waddle going up against Atlanta this week. Had an awesome week last week into his first game back. The thing you'll notice with Waddle, he is way better in this offense when Tua is the quarterback. Tua likes those quick passes to Waddle. Let Waddle get out in space and do what he does best, which is just work the field. So I think Waddle's going to get targeted a bunch this game and even maybe get another touchdown.
All right, our tight end, we're going to go with the newly acquired Zach Ertz on the Arizona Cardinals. Mm-hmm. First game, they're 6-0. They're taking on the 1-5 Texans, who give up a lot of points to tight ends. And don't you just have a sense that they're going to want to make him feel good right away and get him the ball early and often? I bet he gets a touchdown.
It opens up the outside, quite honestly. They need somebody over the middle to make sure that everybody doesn't funnel it all out.
Yeah, I think this is a big week for Ertz to just get accustomed to this offense. It's the perfect team to do it against, too, because the Texans stink. The next guy, excuse me, we're going to go with...
What the heck?
What in the world?
Oh, we lost time here.
Oh,
sorry.
It's close to lunch.
Trying to get the flex play
I started coughing. The next guy we're going to go with on our flex is Sterling Shepard for the New York Giants. Kadarius Toney is probably going to be out here.
They got no one
injury.
Left. They got to throw to somebody.
And every time Shepard's on the field, he is a target machine.
Yeah.
He gets just absolutely bombarded with passes. So I really like Shepard this week for the Giants, who are going up against Carolina.
And then we're not going to overthink it on defense. We're going to go with that Cardinals team against Davis Mills and the Houston Texans. You're always guaranteed a couple of picks and probably a real low score, especially because this game is in Arizona. So there you go. Perfect lineup for week 7.
A fantasy question for you guys. And by the way, there have been those who have been asking, what's the update in the Gresh and Keith Fantasy League? Dice is actually leading the league right now at 5-1. And then it is, it's an all-dork podcast.
That's
second
right.
place.
That's right.
With Los Pollos Hermanos and Coffin Flop in there.
You
want to
try
that
one more time?
Pollos Hermanos.
The Chicken Brothers.
I tried to put the tried to pronounce the tilde over the N there, Scheim. And then Kyler Murray in a hurry. I don't know who.
That's Dylon.
That is Dylon.
Who just lost to me last week.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a bunch of us at 3-3, from Lucy to me to Andy Hart, Charcuterie Scheim in there at 3-3 as well.
How's John Anderson doing?
About as good as Adam Rank.
I got the injury bug, guys. McCaffrey, AJ Brown, Russ Wilson.
He caught the injury bug.
By the way, I think the real story is that 1-5 is Adam Rank.
Still better than John.
He is, but he has more points than John.
I beat him head-to-head.
It's not head-to-head, it's points.
Okay, that's dumb, so we should do it the over-the-top common sense way, which is head-to-head.
The reason I brought this up was because I grabbed Deshaun Watson in our league.
Did you really?
Presumptuous?
He's not going to play.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
I got Baker Mayfield as my backup, so I'd love to be able to trade him. Probably have to drop him, but
better off with Watson,
I figured I would jump in. So I wonder how many people are out there like me and jumped in.
Yeah, if you're in a bad spot.
Did you think about it at all?
I thought about it in my other league because I had Russell Wilson.
I
was like, now I'm just streaming guys, so I thought about it, but I haven't pulled the trigger yet.
We'll give our thoughts on the possibility of Deshaun Watson being traded. Of course, in hour one, you heard Ian Rappaport drop knowledge on a possible Deshaun Watson trade. Coming up, we go to the lunchtime hour. Last night's Boston parlay was an utter flop.
Whoops.
We'll discuss it all next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.